Chili con carne. Words. Allow. Be late. Ceramic. Discuss. Edge. Entrust. Family. Fit. Girl. Great-grandmother. Have to. However. Interfere, to mix oneself in. Lime. Meditation, reflection. Mexican. Middle. Observe. Once. Politely. Powder. Put. Quite. 700. Surprised. Thinking. Whole, complete. Young. Chili con carne. I read a funny story. One day, a young girl watched as her mother prepared grilled beef fillets. She cooked the meat, but before she put it in a bowl, she cut off the edge of the fillet. The daughter politely asked the mother why she cut off the edges of the fillet. The mother responded, after some thought, that her mother did it that way. That evening, her grandmother came to dinner and she asked why she cut off the edges of fillets before cooking. After some deliberation, the grandmother said that she prepared meat, as her mother did. Now great-grandmother was quite old and when they went to visit her, they again asked the same question. The great-grandmother looked at them a little surprised and said, "The meat simply did not fit in the dish," says Anne. Mom and Anne are in the kitchen. They discuss a new Mexican dish. "I bought some good canned beans and I wanted to cook Mexican dish called chili con carne. This is a good dinner for the whole family," says Mom. "Interesting, it must be very hot, like all Mexican dishes," Anne said, interested. "You don't have to make it very spicy. I will make ground meat in the food processor now, and you prepare a large frying pan. There will be a lot of ground meat, 750 grams. I will fry it and then transfer it to a ceramic pot," Mom says. "Why a ceramic one?" asks Anne. "Ceramic cookware retains heat well. Now you need to fry one onion until it is soft, add garlic and one or better half of a chili pepper to the dish so it is not very spicy. Fry it all until the onion is golden. Now we can add the onion mixture to the ground meat and cook it over medium heat," says Mother. "Can I try it?" asks the daughter. "No, you should not now, it may seem too hot to you. I will add a little chili powder and 1 tablespoon of flour, and I stir," Mom continues to cook. "When do we add the beans?" "I have opened a can. I like them, I already tried the beans," says Anne. "Now we add the broth, 300 grams will suffice. Now, 2 cans of tomatoes, 400 grams and 3 tablespoons of tomato puree. Wait until everything comes to a boil, cover it and let it stew over low heat for an hour. I will give you the task of stirring it every now and then," Mom asks. An hour has passed. "We can try," says Anne. "Not quite yet. We will have to wait some more. Now we add a tablespoon of cocoa and 1 red pepper, it must be cut into strips. 15 minutes later, we add the beans, the whole jar, it has 400 grams. You have not eaten the whole thing yet," Mom jokes. "No, I just tried it," says Anne. "You need to add the juice of 1 lime, along with the beans. Cook it for another 15 minutes, says Mom. "We are a little late for dinner. But we have prepared a new dish." Questions and answers. Why did great-grandmother cut the edges of the fillet? Because it did not fit into the dishes. Why does mom want to cook a Mexican dish? Because she bought good beans. Is this a very spicy dish? It doesn't necessarily have to be very spicy. Why does mom want to cook in a ceramic pot? Because ceramic tableware retains heat well. Why does mom not allow Anne to try the dish? Because now it may seem spicy. When do you add cocoa to the chili con carne? Before you add beans. When do you add lime juice? Lime juice is added along with the beans.